This is program number LW2708. Hail Caesar! We who are about to die salute you! That's the way the gladiators in the first century in Rome voiced their total commitment to the man god Caesar. And thousands in the crowded Roman Colosseum cheered hundreds of years ago. Hi, this is Larry West. The same thing happened in later years as thousands of goose-stepping soldiers in severe black uniforms saluted and would shout, Heil Hitler! Down through history there have been several human beings who have done nothing short of proclaiming themselves gods. Thousands of human beings have suffered and died as thousands others worship these men who proclaim themselves gods. Nobel laureate James Watson, just a little over a dozen years ago, said, if a child is not declared alive until 3 days after birth, then the doctor could allow the child to die, if the parents so choose, and save a lot of misery and suffering. Another Nobel laureate, Francis Crick, remarked in 1978, and these are his words, no newborn infant should be declared human unless it has passed certain tests regarding its genetic endowment, and that if it fails these tests, it forfeits the right to live. Jeremy Rifkin, director of the People's Business Commission in Washington, D.C., says that the holders of a patent on gene splicing techniques, and these are his words in a quote, would be able to play God. John Whitehead is a practicing attorney in Manassas, Virginia, specializing in constitutional law. And Mr. Whitehead has written a book that I wish I could place in the hands of every American. Folks, there are some things happening in this beloved country of ours that are threatening your very lives. The name of Mr. Whitehead's book is The Second American Revolution. And this practicing attorney insists that the Supreme Court's 1973 abortion decision had no constitutional basis. He says, and I quote, it held that pregnant women have a right to abortion. There is no such right in the Constitution. The court created it. He says, the courts, under the present system of arbitrary absolutes, have the power over every facet of our lives, even over life and death itself. Now, you know, we were shocked to think that there could be a man such as Jim Jones a few years ago who could proclaim himself a god and persuade people to move with him to Guyana and persuade them to kill themselves at his command with cyanide. If the story were to repeat itself today, we would be shocked again. If a president of the United States were to demand to be hailed as Divine Caesar, and if our government were to create an open religious cult such as Rome had when Jesus Christ was born, we Americans would rise up in arms. But you know, when these claims sneak in quietly, we are slowly convinced that, well, it's not so bad. Like the proverbial frog sitting in a pot of warm water, which is gradually heated to a boil, we sit and are being boiled to death and don't know it. There are those in higher places in this land of ours and who are influential in the media who have removed God consciousness from the people. The Bible says, though, that rulers, those who are in high places, governing authorities, everyone is God's minister there. He is responsible to God for what he does. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'm convinced that God ought to have his way. It's true, just as the Bible says, all things that pertain to life and godliness are available only through the knowledge of him, the one who created us. Folks, if you don't know what's going on, get this book I've told you about today. It condenses it better than any I've ever found. The name of the book is The Second American Revolution. The Second American Revolution. If you can't find it, I'll send you information, not the book, but information as to where you can obtain it. Write me in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.